May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing five newsletters from the last 2 weeks. Those who listen to the show regularly know the routine. You can go to the websites that I provide at heartcom.org, and I have the shows that I've been producing on a regular basis every 2 or 3 days this last couple of weeks. This is a new record, doing 5 shows in 2 weeks. So you can pull those up in another window. Or, of course, if you're listening to the podcast, you can check out the footnotes, and you'll have the links to these articles. Or, like I say, you can go to heartcom.org, Heartcom Network, and pull those up and follow along. So the first one I'm going to go into is The Great Awakening, Great Awakening from Anxiety to Great Enlightenment. That was on February 27th. March 2nd, I did How We Fix Society with a New Common Sense. March 3rd, I did Internet Censorship, Memoirs, IDs, the Perps. And March 4th, I did Zionism Speaks from Gaza to the World, No One is Safe. March 9th, New Moon Today, was an article just published. And I'll actually begin with this last one called The Great Awakening Neutralizes Systemic DUH, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. But first, for a cosmic weather report with the astrology psychology at this time, while I'm giving the show live today, the new moon is in Pisces, along with the sun, Saturn, Mercury, and Neptune. Quite a configuration of all these planets with the sun and moon in Pisces, which is a very deep mystical water sign, and Neptune is exalted in Pisces, which means this deep mystical planet is turbocharged by deep mystical Pisces. And since Neptune is the higher octave of Venus, this can mean either profound revelations or profound illusion and delusion if afflicted by stress or poor health. But you don't have to know astrology to realize that there's a strong undercurrent of anxiety running through the collective conscience of humanity right now. Many people are feeling the stress of too much unabashed evil in the world, ranging from Gaza genocide to independent media consensus that millions of people have died from the experimental COVID vaccines that were rushed through without valid testing, under a barrage of false flag fear porn that was used to justify emergency authorization. So the planets Uranus and Jupiter are in Earth sign Taurus, and they're sextile, which is a harmonious strengthening aspects to the sun and moon respectively. So this provides the grounding of an enlightened spirit of revelation that I'll attempt to resonate with today. So to begin with, I'm going to go right into The Great Awakening Neutralizes Systemic Duh that was published today, and then we'll work back in time. I don't know if I'll get all 5 of them in today, but I'm going to be going through this in an accelerated speed. So here's to more light and love, easier and faster. You know, as most of you know what I'm doing with these blog compendiums is that I'm trying to bring as much light to dark places as possible, which is to say that I usually do what's called a love sandwich with light and love on the front end and light and love on the back end and a strong meat, you know, some serious food for thought in the middle. So here's to another love sandwich. This one again is called The Great Awakening Neutralizes Systemic Duh. The quantum quickening dissipates dense, unconscious, and heartless energies. So that's duh for you. Dense, unconscious, and heartless. And this quantum quickening dissipates that. This is the Aquarian shift, big shift, the deep shift, S-H-I-F-T, deep shift that's going on in the collective consciousness right now. There's a quantum quickening. The veil is thinning. There's these higher energies are winning, but the light is bringing up all that's unlike itself. And that would be bringing up for transmutation all the momentums of duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. So this article begins with a graphic of the Great Awakening. Well, there's a young lady looking up, and it's like the veil is around her, and it's like the veil is thinning, and she's seeing through the veil. So that's kind of the graphic thought form that's the header for this article. And it begins by saying that the end of the world, as we have known it, is the beginning of a new world that may be much different from what you ever imagined, yet much better than we had ever hoped for. Now that's the immaculate concept. That's the vision we want to hold on to. That, yeah, there's a lot of horrible stuff going on in the world, but there's a lot of good stuff emerging that could go critical mass, collective consciousness, you know, great enlightenment, virtually overnight. It could, with the right trigger events and the right momentum of great awakening of enough people, you know, who are basically raising their vibration enough and it doesn't take that many. As Dr. Hawkins, as I've explained in previous shows, it only takes a very few people that are really holding the balance for tens of thousands of people holding the that are vibrating at a lower at a lower level. So this is the concept of the critical mass theory for the great enlightenment, where there's enough of people that are awakened that it brings up those who are just, so to speak, woke. So this compendium today takes us from our tragic past, some pretty tragic stuff, to a hopeful future with Dr. David Martin, one of my favorite internet luminaries. Plus, I'll go into a kind of a believe it or not rendition of Cosmic Connection with stars and angels of heaven. So that's part of the love sandwich here, folks. We're going to, like I say, deal with some strong meat. And so consume those digestive enzymes. We're going to have some serious food for thought. So kind of the overview here, the concept of where we're going from the law of the angles of God, geometric order divinity, to the language of the angels of love as far as the frequency of heart coherence. Now, regular listeners to the show and readers of my newsletter are well aware of what I'm saying there with the law of the angles and the language of the angels. You know, the order of the universe as far as geometrically ordered divinity, the fractal order of the holographic universe, as it relates to the frequencies of holy compassion and enlightenment that are a function of heart coherence, which is a real thing. It's actually a fractal component of the frequency of the heart when it's an algorithm, actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, and general enlightenment. So heart coherence is the key to mind congruence. So here's to a heart-mind connection that I aspire to, and myself, and would love to share with others. And hopefully, and by God's grace, there's those who are forwarding this freely, you know, and to their friends and people in their social network. The social networks are under assault from high-tech forces. I'm going to be going into that somewhat today, but we've got a lot of crisis to deal with. Again, I'm finishing up this piece with the thing on angels, but I'm going now into some deep shift, S-H-I-F-T. So realize the real-world crisis today beyond the illusion we are told to believe. You know, they call it programming in mass media because they're telling us what to think rather than how to think. And trying to help people understand collective confusion in the world is like going back into a burning building to pull someone out, but they keep punching you in the face and demand evidence that the building is on fire, even after they admit they can see the flames. I mean, that's a pretty graphic scenario there, but as frequent readers of my Substack columns, which I'm publishing on Substack now, as frequent readers know, there's a power elite plot out of hell to bring down Western civilization and, quote, build back better, unquote, with the Great Reset, with total centralized top-down control of the world, all physical and human resources by unelected psychopathic billionaires and their minions who are trying to sabotage sovereignty and outlaw core internet constitutional freedoms because they... And why? Because they face crimes against humanity for profiting from chaos, war, plague, and virtually hell on earth. Now, that's a mouthful. That's like, almost depressing to just to read that. And I mean, it's like talking about the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, and most people just don't want to hear that. So I did a little comic relief with an infographic here that's got this smiley lady just looking out, and she's saying, be the reason someone smiles today or blocks you, whatever. That's actually the words on there. You know, it's like you have to, whether they're, you got to keep smiling and realize that there's plenty of reasons in the world to keep you smiling today or for blocking you. So I've been blocked before with my newsletters and then, over the years, and there's a lot of blacklisting, censorship, and all kinds of blocking going on, as you know. So wrap your head around this. You know, this is a short but powerful read by Paul Craig Roberts. It was just published here a few days ago on March 5th, and it's called Western Governments Have Declared Open Season on Their White Citizens. This was a shocking one. I mean, this one kind of blew my mind. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, that just doesn't make any sense. And Paul Craig Roberts really, really nails it. And part of this understanding is that the dystopian divide to conquer agenda of the deep state is to weaponize racism and sexism and other isms like nationalism. And this serves the globalist agenda of their new world order, whereby all boundaries of common sense are breached for their overriding intent of control by creating and managing confusion and crisis with the psychology of subservience to tyranny. I mean, their great deception is the timeless enemy of the great awakening of the masses, yearning to breathe free from the dark side supremacist BS belief system that we can be free yet slave. We never could, never can, and it makes us crazy. But this is what they're doing, fricking us making crazy on purpose. And I like the quote by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe in this regard when he said, "The truth has been kept," this is a quote from Van Gogh, he said, "the truth has been kept from the depth of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks right in their eyes." We're being lied to so much that a lot of people just don't know what to think. And this is part of the psychology of subservience to tyranny. When you don't know what to think, then you tend to believe authority figures who are the ones lying to us in the first place. And we've seen this now through COVID. We've seen this through the Ukraine war. We can see that same insanity with the Gaza genocide. And as the quantum quickening of Aquarius brings full disclosure, our uprising will bring uprising. You know, where the whole thing is a wake up, wise up, and rise up, and the dictum of the masses will dissipate. That's kind of the theme I began with. Dissipation of dense, unconscious, and heartless. So that's what we aspire to. And with love as the rule, cosmic love, universal law, language, love as the rule, the golden rule rules. It ain't rocket science, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. There's, you know, certain principles that pervade the order of the universe. And those first principles are the constitution of cosmic law, universal law, language. And frames of reference for that is something I frequently discuss on the show. Because, you know, what else is there other than, you know, the machinations of the dark side deep state, who wants to divide and conquer, divide us from that all that is real, the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real. So that's the divisive dialectic, folks. You know how they create and manage divisions to keep us compartmentalized and with the sense of separation from all that is real, which, of course, Buddha said the cause of all suffering is that sense of separation from what? God, love, source, you know, the I am that I am, whatever. So this is where I go into some really deep stuff, some serious meat. There's this article, Who Has Ruled the World? I think that the lady who did this, Frances Leader, who's often brilliant with some of her expose pieces on Substack, she called this article, Who Rules the World? Well, they don't rule the world. They have ruled the world. And I go on to say they like to, you know, they for millennia, they've been behind the scenes ruling the world. And these are those who call themselves, you know, among themselves, they call themselves the black nobility, not black as in race, but black as in dark side power elite potentates. You know, they're but they call themselves the black nobility. They're like the shadow. They're the shadow of nobility. That's why they're the black nobility instead of the white nobility. It's not like the great white brotherhood. It's the great black brotherhood. This is article. It's an intense article. It's very deep, in-depth history. It's a deep dive into the history of deep state families who have ruled from behind the scenes for millennia, but their nefarious story is rarely told since they own and control mainstream media almost totally. They don't own and control the internet totally, but mainstream, lamestream media, they've got that locked up. And truth-telling is why. What do you think? They're censoring freedom of speech all over the place. You know, they don't want truth telling, and they want to basically black out as many truth tellers as possible, because it strips the mask off of their covert agenda for owning and controlling the human and physical resources of the planet. That's what they've always been into. That's what they've always done. But things are changing now for one major reason, and that is because the instant everywhere interactive internet is creating a unified field of conscience, a unity consciousness that transcends the divisive dialectic of the dark side, deep state, diabolical desperados, you might say. I got to remember that one. Anyway. This lady, Frances Leader, she has a few minor exaggerations in this article and some, when I say misqualifications, you know, a little bit off the mark stuff. But in general, there's a high standard of accuracy in this article, who has ruled the world, or as she says, who rules the world. So getting past the past for a more positive vision of our future. Wow. There's this article by Dr. David Martin. Again, he's one of my favorite luminaries on the internet. He has a visionary picture of a post-cabal world that will blow your freaking mind. Dr. David Martin's visionary picture of a post-cabal world. This was just published March 3rd. Again, only a few days ago, this last week, on ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net, and some excellent video revelations for your viewing pleasure. It's a video. In the meantime, we have all the bread and circuses for the masses with a political clown show. You know, the State of the Union address by our mock president, Biden. A couple articles on that. Well, an article and a video. There's one by Victor David Hansen on the State of the Union. And this is by way of Sasha Stone, who's one of my favorite writers on Substack. She's a truth teller. She's a brilliant truth teller, but she's in this case referencing a phenomenal article by Victor David Hansen. I'd love to go into that, what he says. You can see that for yourself. There's also a video by Megyn Kelly that was just published yesterday, March 8th. Of course, they had the State of the Union address. What was it, 2 days ago? So yesterday, Megyn Kelly did this video, and she breaks down Biden's disgraceful, dishonest State of the Union address. I mean, she just nails it. I mean, what a freaking idiot. I mean, you know, it's like blathering, but like he was on steroids up there. They must have pumped him up with some Adderall or whatever before they got him on stage. And man, she just, between her and this Victor David Hansen on the State of the Union address, I mean, it's like, anyway, it's brilliant. What can you say? She just nails it. And I'm following this by a video by Amazing Polly. Now, I've published Amazing Polly a lot over the years, her videos. And she was taken off, I think it was YouTube, and she was deplatformed. She's come back. She's on Rumble now. I think she does an expose on Rumble. She does in this video. And, I mean, it's a kind of a critical issue, what's going on with big tech. There we go. That's her voice. I just kind of clicked on her video for a second. It is on Rumble. And she talks about who owns Rumble, who owns a lot of the big media, who's buying up the big media. You know, the billionaires are buying up social media. And that's what her talk is about. And that's how the Goliath, you know, big tech, has big plans for social media and world domination. Amazing Polly. I really appreciate her perspective. Again, she's not 100%. I'd say she's 97%. Her pure intent is a truth teller, and she really chunks it out in a way that, I mean, you know, really cuts through a lot of BS. She's not perfect. She has, again, some kind of misqualified statements that are not totally accurate. You know, and a little bit of exaggeration, but as a general rule, she just nails it. So I included this video of Amazing Polly. Some of you probably have missed her from over the years. I used to include her videos a lot. So after all this heavy stuff, intense stuff, the war for our hearts and minds, you know, going on by the dark side, deep state, you know, the high tech Goliath, you know, the Googles, there's all these billionaires that have their invest in the cutting edge, or they might say the bleeding edge of technology that is increasingly getting into the surveillance, track and trace of humans and influencing social conscience in social media, manipulating social conscience, with the whole idea of, again, owning and controlling of the physical and human resources of humanity. That's really their bottom line. You know, it's like they have so much money. You know, it's not the love of money; it's the love of power that they're into, and it's power over people rather than of, by, and for the people. So this is the psychological warfare, spiritual warfare that's going on. It's not so much physical right now. We're seeing physical insanity, expressions of their agenda with what's going on in Gaza. And I did not get into today so much of that insanity, how they're telling people in Gaza to move to the the border, the far part of Gaza, and to have them all concentrated there. And then they send in food trucks. And when they send in the food trucks, all the men go in to get the food for their families. And then tanks and drones and snipers fire on them and kill hundreds of them. That's the recent news from the last couple of days. It's so freaking insane. And there's no nation state in the world that has enough conscience or power or influence to stop it. So this is the level of collective insanity that's making a lot of people just really anxious at a unconscious, subconscious, or just visceral level below the surface. So I'm doing a shift here, you know, a shift in energy and consciousness with a shift of attention to, you might say, where humanity is going sooner or later with a dimensional shift. And this is part of the Aquarian frequency shift, is a dimensional shift of you know, basically how we see ourselves as one, a unity consciousness, a unified field, principles, processes for unity and diversity. You know, the family of mankind in a global village. You know, this is where we're going. So I'm doing a shift here, and I'm doing a little sci-fi plugins here. And I've got a graphic of two stargates that were unearthed in Iraq. Two of them. I guess there were quite a few of them. This is, most people don't know that one of the reasons for the Iraq war on trumped up charges, of course, one of the reasons was for to take their oil, and because they were going on a gold standard, the fiat banks, you know, the central banks, you know, wanted to take them down. But another reason that you never hear about is that they have satellites with Earth scanning radar. They can see beneath the Earth, and they can pick up energy signatures in the Earth. And they found numerous of these stargates in Iraq. There's a picture of two of them here. Numerous ones in Iraq that have technology, very advanced technology that were used for stargates, dimensional portals for dimensional shift. Now, there's dimensional portals where you go through them, and over the years, I've actually published, I once published a video that was really amazing to me of a UFO that had slowed down, and this circular portal opened in front of it. It went through that portal and disappeared. Of course, it probably reappeared halfway across the galaxy. You know, this is how these portals work. But there's dimensional portals as far as you can be in 3D and you go through a dimensional portal and you go right into 5D. You go into, you might say, a spherical consciousness. Some people call it zero-point energy, spherical consciousness, where you see holistically, spherically, with a common sense that's not compartmentalized or over-specialized, but truly common, you know, one for all and all for one kind of a consciousness, which is so far beyond, you know, the insanity we see in the 3D platform reverse evolutions right now. It's like a whole nother story. But so I've got this graphic, and these dimensional portals are kind of like quantum gateways, you might say. And they can take many forms of quantum 5D connection from the atomic, the cellular, or the whole body. You know, the auric field of the body can go a dimensional shift to the planetary and the galactic. I mean, on a planetary level, Earth is going through its ascension process also. And the galaxy goes through, every galaxy goes through a process. Just like every sun in our solar system goes through an evolutionary process. And part of this understanding of how this works is our miraculous DNA is a transceiver of cosmic connection with the quantum field. It transmits and it receives energy. It's a transceiver. It's how all living creatures have these DNA transceivers regarding the field of energy around them, their environment, so they can adapt to it, be in harmony with it, and survive within the field of energy. Of course, it's all energy. Everything we know, think of as physical, is actually energy fields within fields. So you have this understanding of teleportation of the light of consciousness, and even galactic stargate portals that are a very advanced science that's hidden from the public. They never talk about this in lamestream media. They do not want people to know about quantum anything as a general rule, because as soon as you get into quantum physics, quantum science, quantum reality, you know, the quantum connection we have with, you know, virtually all that is, all that is real, you know, then it breaks the bonds of people's sense of separation, which is their whole agenda of, you know, keeping us in fear, you know, with incessant fear porn, end of the world one way or the other. So people shut down and they become subservient to basically the authority figures who have been lording it over us one way or the other for millennia. So there's an infographic here that says, with a really nice spherical graphic, which is like the sun emanating rays, and the heart of that message is that the purpose of every living unit of consciousness, an atom, a person, or a planet, is to evolve towards greater light. Now, understand that every sun emanates energy, photonic energy, which is like carrier frequencies for intelligence. Intelligence not just from that sun, like in our galaxy, of the, 300 billion solar systems in our galaxy, but it emanates, they're all connected. All the suns are connected in an instant interactive web of light with the great central sun of our galaxy, which is huge. You know, we've got this, the galactic plane, our galaxy is like this spiral, spherical field of orbiting solar systems around this great central sun. And that great central sun is connected with all the galaxies, you know, in the web of light of universe. And I've seen graphic representations of this thing, of this web of light with galaxies in our universe, which really looks like the same pattern you see in brain cells in the human brain, you know, the pattern of the connecting neurons. It's amazing. So it's all connected, you know, as above, so below. Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just this same, you know, emerging blueprint of understanding of the web of light and consciousness, and, you know, throughout the kingdom of heaven. So I go into, while I'm doing a little sci-fi perspective here on the music of the spheres. I go into the music of the spheres. There was an individual had, I can't remember his name, and I couldn't even pull up the website. BBS Radio was actually down for a while after their studio burned up in Paradise, California here several years ago, and I might have lost this file, but it was this guy was doing I interviewed him regarding the science of astroacoustics, and this guy had really got into it. He'd written some brilliant books, and we discussed that, but the science of astroacoustics shows us that every sun in our galaxy has a unique blend of frequencies, including their own sound, colors, and a unique heartbeat, as represents the presence of their intelligence that radiates throughout cosmos with their unique soulful starlight, you know, shining the path of eternal progression, you know, throughout cosmos with more cosmic light and love, you know. And that's the understanding, that these are great cosmic intelligences, these suns, including our sun. And there's great cosmic beings like Helios and Vesta and our sun, and Alpha and Omega, you know, the intelligence at the heart of the great central sun in the middle of our galaxy. These are great cosmic intelligences. And the evolutionary progression, the eternal progression of the soul, evolves through, you know, different levels. And we're talking about in the eternal scheme of things. So, you know, the intelligences in these suns and in the great central sun, and these great intelligences are, you know what, millions of years, billions of years beyond where we are at our stage of human evolution. Good to know. Okay, I just got a message there from Don BBS Radio that we do have that presentation in the footnotes. I will find that and pull that up to provide the link on this guy I interviewed on the music of the spheres. So while we're into some really far out science revelations, I have a picture and a little article you can read and a video you can watch on the Bosnian Pyramid. The Bosnian Pyramid, 3 times the size of the Great Pyramid. It's well documented. Of course, the Egyptologists and the mainstream media keeps it out of the mainstream media because basically, once again, it shows that history, as we've been told, is wrong. It's just wrong. And the reason is they do not want the ancient history of advanced civilizations, advanced technology, which they have now, but they're keeping suppressed, and they don't want people to know about it. So you can find out quite a bit from this video by this Dr. Sam Osmanagic, and when he talks about the cosmic internet in the Bosnian Pyramid Complex, that is a scalar frequency torsion field going right out through the peak of that pyramid there. They can actually measure it with signal generators, frequency devices. They can actually measure it. Very strong energy, scalar wave beaming from the capstone to connect to a cosmic internet. Now, this giant pyramid, this Bosnian pyramid, they've dated this to more than 50,000 years. Now, there are those who say that the Great Pyramid in Giza, goes back much farther than what they're saying, than 12,000 years. Whether it goes back this far, but definitely this is 3 times larger than the Great Pyramid. It's got really unique facing stones. It's got a unique type of concrete that's like unparalleled even in the modern world. That are surfacing stones of this pyramid. And, it's connected with a complex of pyramids, underground tunnels. And again, this Dr. Sam Osmanovich, he goes into the video. I provide the video link. You can go to it and read about it if you want. So this was quite a lot of stuff, for the piece that was just published today. And of course, I always finish up with, an understanding of cosmic love as far as pure geometry thought forms, as Aquarian first principles, geometrically ordered divinity, the constitution of the law of the angles, the language of the angels, and 5 core internet freedoms with universal light language for effective sensory perception, and how that can be cultured for interactive telecommunion, telecom, for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. Vision of the future, folks. Emerging blueprint for the golden age. Finish up with hyperlinks that you can read, hot links that'll go to whole entire websites explaining these different dimensions of the future. And the great awakening of our time. So it begins to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your all connected netizen neighbors as thyself. Netizens, networking for the net worth of net reality for all global netizens. Net reality. And for those who appreciate how angelic beings are stepping through the thin Aquarian veil to build a kingdom of God love on earth as in cosmos at large, tune into the story behind this book, Angels, 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 by David Christopher Lewis. I interviewed him on Cosmic Love regarding this book, and you can click or tap on the image for more information about angels, angels, all kinds of angels, choirs of angels, archangels. It's an amazing book. People that are into angels and angles of God's consciousness that angels are with that frequency of holy compassion that really defines humanity is this loving compassion. So more on angels. You can go there I've already gone more than halfway through my program, so I'm going to have to skip through some of these other shows. Again, you can read them on your own. If you have not already, those who tune into the show on a regular basis know that I provide these in the footnotes with when the podcast is published, usually within a few days after I give the live presentation now on the 9th. So I did deal with the Gaza situation in this this previous article back on March 4th, 5 days ago. And it was called, the article was called "Zionism Speaks from Gaza to the World. No One is Safe." And the byline there is that those who profit from mass insecurity must be called out. You know, and there's a cartoon there with a Israeli with a, like a bazooka aimed at Gaza, and the blowback from out the back of that bazooka is right in the face of Uncle Sam, who says, "Yes, I've always stood behind Israel." And that's kind of the crazy stuff going on, how the United States could be behind that genocide in the name of Christian Zionism or whatever. You know, if there ever was an oxymoron, it's Christian Zionism. But believe it or not, about 70% of Christian evangelicals in America believe that the modern state of Israel is God's chosen people. And of course, the Zionists want you to believe that. The reason so many evangelicals believe that is because the Scofield Bible was preached in theological seminaries the last 100 years. And the Scofield Bible is just a bastardization with commentary planting this message that the modern state of Israel is God's chosen people. It's not that Israel didn't used to be God's chosen people at different times. Of course, multiple times Israel's been, you know, destroyed by enemies, Romans or whatever, and came back. And of course, a whole lesson for the world right now is, what is real? What is real? It isn't genocide. So I get into this in this article. You can read about it. I'm going to just scan through some headlines. You know, be aware that the primary weapon of the dark side deep state is unabashed fear, abject terror, which we are seeing in Gaza. Because nothing creates terror like fear of death. And, I mean, Gaza is, in a sense, in everyone's living room. It should be in everyone's conscience. And it's the message of the Orwellian surveillance security complex to be afraid, very afraid, because there's either fear or there's faith. There's either love or there's fear. You know, the opposite of love is fear. And the people that are stuck in fear, they will see evil every place. They will succumb to evil. And out of fear, they will surrender sovereignty. And of course, that's the whole agenda of the Orwellian Big Brother, Rise of the Security Industrial Complex. There's an article on that by Ron Paul Institute. Again, nothing, you know, the converse of all this, the negativity, is nothing neutralizes the fear of death like love of life. So we can ask ourselves, how did the West become so stupid, you know, regarding Gaza, you know, backing this insanity? Great article by Peter McCullough, MD, and John Leake. And I go on to say, as the Gaza genocide continues, I mean, has it continued because world leaders are pathologically unfit to stop the mass murder? You could say yes, you know. So another article by Global Research, Israel's psychological warfare is relentless, it's vicious, and it's deliberate. One part of Israel's military operation in Gaza that's been largely ignored by the mainstream media is the extremely sophisticated psychological war that's being waged on the Palestinian people. So with the whole world watching, folks, it's like demoralizing for everyone who was a witness to this depressing psychology of subservience to tyranny that sabotages sovereignty in our hearts and minds. So if we look carefully at some of the more unusual elements in Israel's strategy, we see the outline of a plan that is clearly aimed at inflicting maximum psychological damage. Now, we're talking about horrendous physical damage, but the psychological damage for children that are, you know, survive this with their parents being killed or their whole family being and you know, the surviving in this, it's like being damaged for life. You know, psychologically, from the horror, the terror. Now, I go into this. I don't want to even talk about this anymore, but you can watch it for yourself. If you want to watch these videos, the articles, it goes into the Reese Report. There's a video, a five-minute video that's stunningly shocking. I really don't want to dwell on this. I mean, I'm going to go past it, skip over it. You can, you know, in the footnotes, you can read this article on the Gaza situation. I mean, I just had to get it off my chest and process through it by, you know, basically ventilating how just wrong this is. So I'm ventilating now as we speak. I hope you don't mind. Can't think of anything better to do. I mean, people worldwide are being traumatized by the wanton murder of Palestinians, and silence regarding genocide is complicity. So keep the faith, see the good, make your voice heard, network this message freely, dare to care and share in good conscience. Conscience is the most sacred of all property. This is a quote by the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, 4th U.S. president, said that, quote, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So conscientious common sense, you know, Thomas Paine sparked the American Revolution with his most successful political pamphlet in history called Common Sense. And by God's grace, you know, that's what's going to reach critical mass sooner, hopefully sooner than later, with the instant everywhere interactive internet. And we're seeing more light and love easier and faster, you know, with the Aquarian frequency shift. The frequencies are shifting into a higher frequencies, whereby the lower frequencies are neutralized and consciousness is raising. You know, the rising tide floats all ships, and the ship of state, you know, is itself can be, so to speak, resurrected with more light and love, easier and faster. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So claim the vision, virtue, valor, and the victory. More light and love on earth, easier and faster. Heaven knows that enough good people with enough good information will empower the wisdom of universal cosmic love that restores the plan on earth and seals the door where evil dwells. Now, I published on my 1975 version of the love model, and I have quotes in the four corner that goes like this. From the thought of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. May light illuminate the earth. From the spirit of life within the body of God, let life stream forth into the bodies of men. May life flourish on earth. From the feeling of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May love envelop the earth. So, again, more light and love, easier and faster. Bottom line, there's no security without purity. The pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension and a prescient love dimension of full spectrum comprehension. That's my cosmic wrap for the day. And with that, I'm going to go to the compendium newsletter that was published here on 3/3/2024, March 3rd. Called Internet Censorship, the Meme Wars, and How to ID the Perps, the Power Elite Perpetrators Behind the Wars, Global Disease, and Hell on Earth. We've got to ID those suckers and basically put them in their place as far as who they are and what they're doing. And, of course, we're talking about the dark side deep state, some people call it fascism. Bertrand Russell had this quote. He said, when asked how fascism starts, Bertrand Russell replied, first they fascinate the fools and then they muzzle the intelligent. So I took off on that infographic saying that with Bertrand Russell with his pipe in his mouth and began with, you know, first they fascinate the fools. I mean, who is paying attention to the enemy within the gate when they are fascinated with so much amazing content streaming in from all over the phone. I mean, from all over the world on their phone, on their smartphone. Well, the internet has done that to the whole world. It's a network of knowledge like a brain, and you've got lots and lots of information. Some people call it information overload. An information overload can be as debilitating to the brain as sensory deprivation, you know, like which they do to people in prison. They put them in solitary confinement for sensory deprivation. Well, sensory overload, information overload can do the same thing, and because without wisdom, knowledge can end up scatterbrained, compartmentalized, and anything but whole, healthy, or holy. I mean, they've been dumbing us down through a public fool system in lockstep with lamestream media programming, telling us what to think rather than how to think. And what we're witnessing because of that is the world falling into ruin, which is the power elite's global reset plan. It's in our face. With Nazi Klaus and Klaus Schwab and his WEF, World Economic Forum, minions wanting to own and control everything on Earth and telling us what to think. You know, they're saying, you'll own nothing and be happy. That's not a good German accent, but you'll own nothing and be happy. And that's like the World Economic Forum mantra for all the tyranny apologists who don't want responsibility for owning their own lives. All the people that go along with this BS belief system from the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, you know, the WHO, World Health Organization, the only one, you know, those who think they're free but are actually are slaves are the ones that go along with this tyranny. They're already in their minds. They're not owning their own lives. They're, you know, highly susceptible to this psychology of subservience to tyranny. So mass media mind control has become so outrageously blatant that now they're censoring those who do think. Then, this is the other part of the quote from before, then they muzzle the intelligent. And this is what's going on with the Orwellian doublethink that has taken its toll. And this is part of their narrative of, you know, memes are bad. And that was in the title, Meme Wars. And there's a video by James Corbett, who's one of the brilliant luminaries on the internet. And he goes into explaining, you know, what's going on with the Bill Gates and partnering with the vaccine alliance called Gavi that's targeting online memes. Memes are basically like little truth-telling nuggets, you know. But the group says memes are health disinformation and super spreaders and complains that they can evade fact checkers and content moderators, which is to say they're telling the truth in little sound bites and visuals and infographics that cuts through all the BS. So they're trying, this is another dimension of how they're trying to shut down core constitutional freedoms on the internet. So that's going on. Their time is short. Their fear is great. And they're trying to make everyone as miserable as they are. And I have some great infographics and cartoons in this one. You can see for yourself, go into more detail. But I'm coming down the home stretch. I'm not going to have time to get into how we fix society with the new common sense, which is more of a positive insight and outlook for understanding the overview of the Tree of Liberty and, you know, the Aquarian Quantum Age and where we're going and how we can get there. So if you want something that's more enlightening than all the deep state, deep shift stuff that's going on. There's some really inspirational quotes, infographics. This is a very positive piece. Some good humor that I'm sure will uplift the spirit of those. And I like the cartoon by Alfred E. Newman saying, "What me worry? Worrying is praying for what you don't want. What we worry about, we bring about. Energy flows where attention goes. So keep the faith, see the good, Aquarian light and love. Always, always." And I'm not going to have time to get into also the piece from here almost 2 weeks ago. And that's regarding called The Great Awakening and the Shift to Great Enlightenment Joy. And I love The graphic at the top of this one on the Great Enlightenment, a beach party with our star family visitors. There's a beach scene with the skies filled with all kinds of different starships that are parked over the beach, and there's all these star people mingling with humans on the beach for a 2007 Stardate 2007 beach party with star family visitors. So the quote I'm going to kind of wrap it up with was from Dr. Kathy Forty from her article Transcending the Dark Forces. And she says, quote, "While it might seem like we are being bombarded by dark forces at this time of human evolution, we are also being bathed in illuminating light from the cosmos, which makes the dark elements more obvious even to the most unaware. What was once hidden has now come raging to the surface, where it can be seen, experienced, and hopefully transformed. The blinders have come off, and each and every one of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form. The question is, are you ready?" So if you're ready, Freddie, here's the evolution, revolution, revelations, massive change waves that are coming, transforming the whole world. It's like the cosmic two steps. It's like two steps forward, one step back, but we're moving forward with the Aquarian frequency shift. It's our divine destiny sooner or later. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn how to surf. So here's to hanging 10 and surfing of the apocalypse, so to speak. And enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. So thanks for listening to the show today. I want to let everyone know I appreciate your listening. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.